This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I have been talking about the need for NRA 2.0, NRA reset something. And there's a lot of reasons it needs to be reset. But the people that, like me, that talk about it needing to do that, there's a lot of derision directed our way, a lot of hate directed our way, and a lot of misinformation, and I'm not the only one. So I saw an article he wrote, and then I saw an article, another article he wrote, and he's getting ridden in the wrong way by the wrong people, and I just don't like that happening. So let's lend a little ear to the voice. And we're joined from the Firearms Policy Council now by Jeff Knox. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing okay. It is amazing.
And just to clarify, we are the Firearms Coalition.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yep. I'm sorry. I always get those things confused.
Yeah, but a lot of people do.
I shouldn't have, though. Anyway, that's beside the point. So, lately, let's talk about the stuff that is true first. NRA is under fire. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Bloomberg's group, he's got a news agency. Right. Could you hear my air quotes there? he's got a news agency that is dedicated to gun control.
Right.
And he sicked one of his best reporters, a guy named Mike Spies, real nice guy. I've talked to him a few times. He wants me to tell him stuff, and I don't. But he's a good reporter. He digs. He knows how to dig. And he's been digging along with a reporter from Mother Jones magazine, the Latter-day Hippie Journal.
Right.
And they've been turning up some really bothersome things about the NRA, much of it that I've been aware of and have been reporting on for 30 years, and other stuff that is news to me and was kind of shocking. And since their reporting is attracting mainstream media, there's been an article in the Wall Street Journal and other mainstream media outlets, I felt that it's time to quit trying to quietly talk about this amongst ourselves and to just lay the cards out on the table as to exactly what's been going on at NRA and what is going on at NRA, and that changes need to happen, and they need to happen now.
Now, what are your thoughts on what's happening with NRA with New York?
The whole thing in New York is a very big mess, and part of it was self-created.
Yeah.
They rolled out their carry guard insurance training program, NRA did, in a rather haphazard manner, and they failed, apparently, to make sure that all of their T's were crossed and their I's were dotted. And that created some problems. But the bigger problem is that the governor of New York is a jerk, and he's a radical extremist anti-rights jerk. And he has been pressuring businesses to not do business with NRA. And he's gone after the insurance companies that are affiliated and associated with NRA, and levied all sorts of fines and charges against them for some of the actions of NRA and some of the actions that they've done on behalf of NRA. So this isn't a straightforward one-way kind of situation. No question about it. Cuomo is a jerk, and he is going after the NRA and using every trick that he can find to do that. And NRA is fighting back, as they well should. It's a mess. It's an expensive mess. It's a potentially, it could, if we lost it all the way, it could make NRA virtually fold. And that's scary, and that's a big problem.
Right. So, and the unforced error part is very important to what we'll be discussing as time goes on here. But so NRA does have a couple of problems. A few of them they've created themselves. I agree with you 100% on this. I mean, I think when NRA Carry Guard was rolled out, it was somewhat, nefarious the way they put it together and threw it out there.
It was atrocious. We know that USCCA and several other groups had created a type of insurance-ish product for people who were who might be in a self-defense situation, because as they say in the training schools, if you have to draw and fire your gun in a self-defense situation, you've got two problems. The first problem is surviving that situation. The second problem is the legal consequences that are going to chase you after that, after you survive that situation. And that's a serious problem, and it's something that needs to be addressed. I've always thought that insurance for something like that is a bit of a scam, because realistically, the odds of you or me having to do that are very, very slim. And so it's insuring against a possibility that's pretty infinitesimal. And so that insurance should, by all rights, cost you almost nothing. I mean, it should be a very tiny bit, but right. It can also hurt you in your defense that, hey, he even got insurance in preparation to go out and shoot some guy. So there's lots of questions around it. But when NRA rolled it out, I was in Atlanta at the NRA convention, and it was just a day or two before the convention opened up that slam, the guys at USCCA had been kicked out of their booth. Their booth space was closed to them. They weren't allowed in the show. Same with a couple of other organizations that offered this type of insurance. And it was very heavy-handed, very just not nice. It was just not.
It was unnecessary, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah.
No reason for it. No reason for it whatsoever. And it actually goes deeper, because the NRA guys who put.
I'll tell you what, before you go deeper, we're coming up on break.
Yeah.
So I want to go deeper with this, but I want to get to the meat of the stuff, too. But Firearms Coalition, tell them how they can find you and what you do.
Firearmscoalition.org. You can also find me on Facebook. If you go on Google or any of your search engines, DuckDuckGo, I try and avoid Google, but just enter the name Knox and Guns, and you will find our stuff. I'm on Ammo Land all the time. I'm in Firearms News all the time. We're out there.
If you look for Jeff Knox without the guns part, you'll just get a golfer. We'll be right back. My guest is Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention
mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Come out at franklinarmory.com. We are let me tell you a story. And my guest from the Firearms Coalition is Jeff Knox. Jeff, have you ever studied in the martial arts by any chance?
Just a little bit, not seriously.
You know, in the martial arts with a fight in a hand-to-hand combat encounter, with true combative martial arts, not the sports, but the really ugly ones, it's meant to be very economic, very little unused movement, and quite violent when it needs to be, and then, you know, you're out of there. The NRA doesn't conduct business the way a competent martial artist would, do they?
No, not at all. And as we were going to the break, one of the things that really upset me about the way the whole carry guard thing came down was I later got reports from various people in the industry that NRA went to them, talked to them, asked them questions, talked with them as if they were going to partner with them.
Right, right.
And take their product, and got lots of into the details of how the product worked and how they were selling it and how it was going forward, suggesting that they were going to partner up. And they did this with multiple people, both on the insurance side of things and on the training side of things, and got this insider information and then came back to them, if they bothered getting back to them, and said, well, we've decided we're not going to go with you. And then they rolled out their own version, taking that proprietary information from those various companies and using it to make their own product and to compete with them. And I think that that's a low way to do business. And and in the end, it turns out that now we've got at least two or three different states that have locked up on it and are bringing charges against NRA and carry guard and refusing to allow them to sell it in their states and bringing possible fines and so forth for the way they rolled it out in their states,
right,
without making sure that they were following all of the local state laws.
Well, I mean, there's various companies that have been doing this for years. And with the exception of people like you and me, most people didn't know this kind of service existed. You can look at how many clients most of these guys have. And figure that part out. But it existed, and nobody ever said anything. And then the NRA comes out with it, and now everybody knows about it, and because it's NRA. And that would have happened anyway. Whether they had gone and looked at templates of business and taken away underwriters and taken their little spy cameras in or not, that would have happened anyway because they are NRA. That's not something they had to do to get that attention.
Right. And it's always true that NRA has a lot of enemies. And therefore, everything that the NRA does, they have to know that they're going to be under strict scrutiny. They are going to be looked at with a fine-tooth comb by their enemies everywhere. And if they make the slightest mistake, their enemies are going to take advantage of it. And in this case, it looks like they went into surgery with a chainsaw,
right,
and didn't bother with the anesthetic. I mean, it was foolish the way they went forward with this. And I have heard rumors that there is now talk of actually spinning carry guard off as an independent company that is affiliated with NRA, but isn't NRA, isn't under NRA's direct umbrella. And that, I think, is even worse, because then we don't have any kind of direct oversight of what money money's coming in, what money's going out, what procedures are being followed, et cetera. Right now, that's supposed to be under the watchful eye of the board of directors that we NRA members elect. And I've been concerned about that situation for quite some time, that the board is just not taking their fiduciary responsibility as seriously as they need to. And that's a mistake on the part of each and every individual board member, because each and every individual board member has the potential to be sued individually for failing to keep up with their fiduciary responsibility. And that's something that they all need to keep in mind.
Yeah. The Carrieguard thing, I want to move on from the Carrieguard thing simply because I've got my own ideas about NRA, and I want to get into them with you in the next segment. Do we know if the Carrieguard has actually had to operate? Have they had to defend anybody in a court of law yet?
I'm not aware of them bringing a case, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's like 2 years ago. You would think just the law of averages by now that would have happened, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. And they might have. I'm not aware.
Do we know how many people have Carrieguard? Have Carrieguard? Do we know that?
Not a clue. Not a clue.
Yeah, that would be a number I'd be interested in to hear too, because I would have thought that for the newly aware, they would have said, "This is a great idea. I'm in. I can't wait to take my money." And I'd still like to see what their numbers were on that. But that's beside the point.
Well, they definitely advertised it a lot. There's no question about that.
In Atlanta, when we were walking around in Atlanta, you couldn't walk and turn left or right without bumping into Carrieguard. It was everywhere. And I think I was probably one of the only ones that didn't go out and get a Carrieguard hat or shirt.
Yep. Carrieguard hats, T-shirts everywhere, signs everywhere, banners everywhere. Dana Lesh pursing her chest out with the Carrieguard logo on
everywhere.
It was
in the restroom. It was in the men's room.
Yeah.
As I recall. So anyway, we're coming up on the break, and when we get back now, we're going to get into the meat and the potatoes with Mr. Knox. And there's a couple things I think need to be done. There's a couple things that he's been advising, and we're going to talk about the problem with this, what people like him are hearing about when he just brings this up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A fallen Army officer is the latest recipient of the Medal of Honor.
We're here today to award America's highest honor to a fallen hero who made the supreme sacrifice, Staff Sergeant Travis Atkins.
Atkins was killed in Iraq in 2007 when he wrestled an insurgent to the ground as the man triggered his suicide vest. President Trump says the Republican Party will soon be known as a party of health care. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says lawmakers need to figure out why health care is so expensive.
Premiums have gone up, co-payments have gone up, deductibles have gone up. We have to make sure people can get health care whether you have a pre-existing condition or not. But we've got to figure out how do we get drug prices down. We've got to figure out how to do that, but the whole delivery system's got to get more efficient.
Scott was speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 32 points to close at 25,625. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We're going to try to accelerate here because there's a lot to talk about, but we need to bring up a few things. But first of all, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. They'll be at SHOT Show. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Talking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms Coalition. Recently, you have been writing about the things that NRA, that you'd like to see NRA do, because we both acknowledge the need for a healthy, agile, hostile, adept, accurate, on their game 100% of the time and protecting themselves at all times NRA, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And I want to make this really clear. I catch it from both sides, and I'm sure you do too, Bill. from the one side, I catch it for, quote, attacking the NRA and bashing the NRA. And from the other side, I catch it from the people who say the NRA are the enemy and we need to do away with them and end them. I'm a dedicated, loyal, committed NRA member. I'm an endowment member. I started buying my life membership when I was 18 with the first check I got from the Army. And, I'm committed to this organization. I want it to be the best it can be. I want it to be effective. That's what I want. And I don't see them being effective. And I see them wasting a whole lot of money and doing things that damage the brand, that damage our friends in the political sphere, that damage my rights. And I have a problem with that, and we need to fix it.
Now, I've been saying to people for the latest bit, and I'd like your take on this. I've been saying that if they were to make one statement, that it would carry so much. And if they were just to say it, even if they had trouble implementing it, it would go a long way with the membership. Because, like you said, there's some people that think they've been deserted on this. But I think the NRA should come out and say, listen, we're going to concentrate all of our efforts on Second Amendment advocacy. We're not a media company, so no more NRA TV. We're not a corporation that sells insurance, so no more CarryGuard. We are ending all of that stuff, and we're going to dedicate ourselves to protecting the Second Amendment here in the United States, which is where we started. Bear with us. Do you think that would get anywhere?
I think it would be a big help, but I don't see it happening.
Well, I saw in one of the things where they were talking about your article, where they were saying that NRA needs to be a media company, but that costs a lot of money. Listen, I'm in media. I'm in syndicated media. I'm in multi-market. I have at least as big an audience as they have, probably bigger, and it don't cost that much.
No.
It doesn't cost that much to do it, and it certainly doesn't cost as much as they spend.
And realistically, the money that they pour, and it's a lot of money that they pour into NRA TV and all of that stuff, could be replaced by a couple of good, smart people on YouTube.
Sure.
With a broader reach, more effective, and for virtually no money. I mean, virtually none. And that's, you know, that's part of the problem. A lot of people don't understand, though. NRA TV does not belong to NRA. NRA TV is a product of Ackerman McQueen, our advertising and PR agency. Cam Edwards does not work for the NRA. Cam Edwards works for Ackerman McQueen. He's an Ackerman McQueen employee. Dana Lesh is an Ackerman McQueen employee. And as far as that goes, Mark Chestnut, the editor of America's First Freedom, is an Ackerman McQueen employee, not an NRA employee like the editors of American Hunter and American Rifleman.
Right.
Ackerman McQueen owns that magazine. Ackerman McQueen owns NRA TV, and they produce it for NRA. And they take a big, huge cut right out of the middle of it. And I have a big problem with how much money the NRA gives to Ackerman and McQueen, and I have a big problem with how much influence Ackerman McQueen has over the internal workings of the NRA.
Well, I mean, for everything that they've got going on right now, they could just contract. They could contract. I mean, when we're in, are you going to Vegas?
I'm hoping to.
Yeah.
I haven't solidified my plans yet.
Gotcha. So when I get there and I go up to Radio Row, because I won't be broadcasting from Radio Row because apparently I'm not special enough. But when I go up there and I look at Cam's operation, Cam Edwards has a nice operation. I don't quite understand the 360-inch monitors for a radio show because you know, it's radio. But at the same time, I also know that Cam has lost a lot of his distribution that they had outside of NRA TV. He doesn't have Sirius XM anymore. He doesn't have the Sportsman's Channel. And I think his show that he does has been cut from 3 to 1 hour. Is that right?
I don't follow him. Yeah. I honestly don't.
Well, I mean, typically, I follow talk radio just because, you know, talk radio is it's everyday, what have you done for me lately kind of thing. And,
oh yeah. I used to be in the business myself.
Yeah. So, you know, I see what's going on there, and it bothers me the media types that are there that are getting, they're not actually being allowed to do the craft. And, at the same time, other things are, going on there that make me scratch my head, but there's a cheaper way to do what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, there's absolutely. Now their production value, their production capability, they are second to none. I have done, when I interviewed Ted Nugent, I did it on the Ackerman McQueen stage, and I mean, that was as good as anything you'll ever see.
Absolutely. It's top notch. No question about it.
But nobody else does it. And, there are those of us that are in media that do the gun talking thing, or do, you know, there's people that are in media that do television stuff, and, we do it. And we do it for a lot less. And we're not being targeted daily. And we're not going to get deplatformed. That's one thing that we have over social media, is that we're not going to get deplatformed. Everybody else might lose everything, but
no, it's a frustrating situation. It really is. But and one of the problems again with NRA TV. Why is NRA TV talking about left-right politics and talking about border security and so forth outside of Second Amendment gun rights, shooting, hunting issues? NRA TV goes wide fire on political stuff,
right?
Left-right political stuff,
right?
That we need friends on the left. I'm personally a far right guy. I do campaign consulting to make sure that far right guys like me get elected to political office. But we need people on the left as well. And there are people on the left who love their guns and love the Second Amendment and would like to fix things in their sphere of politics, but they get no support and help and get a lot of harm from the NRA, because the NRA says basically we don't want you, we don't agree with you, yeah. and we're going to choose sides outside of Second Amendment issues.
And let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on a break. We'll pick it up on the other side when we get back. I'm talking to Jeff Knox of the Firearms Coalition. This is Lock and Load.
Remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion. The mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking with Jeff Knox about everything going on with the NRA and what they need to do and what we think they need to do. One of the problems that you've been running to just at Ammo Land is there's a great many people that just think everything's hunky-dory and nothing should be said critical of the NRA.
Right. There are people who say that if you criticize something that the NRA does or someone in the NRA for something that they said or do, you are attacking the NRA, and they rally around the flag and come to the defense. And unfortunately, this is very, very prevalent within the board of directors. NRA has a 76-member board of directors, and for whatever reason, when there's any kind of criticism of NRA, rather than addressing the problem that's being raised by the criticism, they attack the criticizer. And right. They rally and circle the wagons against that criticism. Back in the olden days when Harlan Carter was in, it was his cry for unity, unity, unity. And today, it's the current board and people in powers call that they need to defend against attacks on the NRA. Well, the attacks are coming for a reason. The questions, the challenges, the criticisms. And let's just lay it out real quick, Bill. We've been kind of digging into the weeds on a couple of these things, but let's talk about the big picture.
Sure.
NRA is $30 million in debt as of 2017, the end of 2017. And I guarantee that didn't get better in 2018 with the lawsuits up in Chicago, up in New York and so forth. But that $30 million that they say has been spent on lawsuits in New York, which is not a true number by any means, but that is after the $30 million that NRA was in the red at the end of 2017. NRA's pension fund is $50 million in the red. NRA is paying their top executives almost $8 million for 10 executives. That's $1.5 million to Wayne LaPierre, $1.2 million to Chris Cox, $800,000 to a guy named Josh Powell, who nobody had heard of just a couple of years ago, and suddenly he's the guy leading the charge on CareGuard and all of this stuff.
Right.
And there are like nine other prominent executives at NRA that are making over $500,000 a year. And they're stumbling and screwing things up. Their statement on the bump stock issue immediately after the Las Vegas shooting, they didn't say the NRA sees that this is a problem, that there are problems out there, and we'd be willing to talk about changing regulations regarding bump stock. We'll look at it with you and we'll talk about it, to seem like they're compliant or you can work with them if they wanted to. Instead, Chris Cox and Wayne LaPierre put out a statement that said the NRA believes that these devices that can make semi-autos function like machine guns should be more heavily regulated. That's not a statement that has ambiguity in it. That's saying we, the NRA, the defenders of the Second Amendment, believe that these things should be more tightly regulated, and that is a violation of the principles that the NRA is supposed to be standing for, and they should not have said it. They shouldn't have, they should have been called down by the board of directors for saying it, but they said it, and Donald Trump listened to it, and now we have a ban on bump stocks, that bump stocks are machine guns. And guess what? If a bump stock is a machine gun because it can convert a semi-auto into, quote-unquote, a machine gun, then the semi-auto itself is, by the same definition, a machine gun because it can be easily converted into a machine gun with the use of a bump stock. So we've opened the door to a judge saying, yes, all semi-autos can be banned because they're machine guns, because they can be made into machine guns with the addition of this stupid stock.
Sure.
That's a huge problem. And that's a problem that NRA has created. And by waffling the way they have with the bump stocks and with the extreme risk protection orders, they've opened up Republicans to say and do stupid things that will keep those Republicans from getting reelected. And that's hurting us even more.
Right. Let me ask you this. The membership, I'm sure the membership of NRA is looking at this and saying, well, you know, this isn't what I gave you that money for. And I have an issue with the idea that, you know, we can pay $40 to the NRA and they become our proxy to fight for gun rights. I think we all need to be activists. It's very easy to be an activist. You just make three phone calls a week. You call your two senators and your representative, and you let them know what you think, constantly doing that. And, you know,
if
you
call your state guys, too. You need
call your state guys, you know, it's phone calls. I mean, you could do them all. You could do them all in a day, in less than a day.
Absolutely.
So that goes a long way. Going to a protest here and there, go to an event here and there, that goes a long way, too. What should the membership of NRA do? Should they be contacting the board of directors, all the board members they know of? Should they be contacting them all and saying, fix this and fix it now? Or what should they be doing?
They should be contacting their board of directors, and they should be contacting them directly. There are 76 members of the board of directors. You have to have their names, and their names are typically in the October-September issue of your magazine. They will list them all. A lot of them will be listed in your ballot issue that's going to come out here in the next 2 weeks or so,
right?
Of your magazine. But as long as you have their name, you send a letter or even an email to the secretary's office. Send it to that person, care of Secretary NRA, 7000 Waples Mill Road or whatever it is, and you direct it through the secretary's office to each of the directors that you can think of. If you live in Tennessee, find a director who lives in Tennessee, write him a letter.
Right.
Any of the prominent directors, write to Ollie North, write to Joe DeBurgolis from New York, who's now NRA Wayne Lapierre's like third in command. He's in charge of general operations at the moment, temporarily. Used to be on the board of directors.
Right.
But the board of directors, I'll tell you, I've talked to a lot of members of the board of directors, those that will talk to me. And
we only have a couple of minutes here, but I want to point this one thing out. You got a couple of new board members who are members of all kinds of committees. And I mean, straight out of the blocks, they're members of all kinds of committees, which, and they also seem to be the ones that are coming out against what you and other people are saying that are talking about this, like you. You notice that?
Yeah. Yeah. If you play along, you get committee assignments and you get power within the NRA structure. If you ask questions, you don't get committee assignments. And if you ask too many questions, they will do things to make sure that you don't get reelected. Board members that are loyal to Wayne and loyal to ACMAC, Ackerman and McQueen,
right,
will get little write-ups in the magazine and will get nice things published about them, and important people will say things in support of them. If you're not in that inner circle, if you're not one of those pal guys, then you don't get those little perks. You don't get those, your name written down, and you're considered a troublemaker, and they will try and get you off the board, and they will go to the links of back in the 90s when they got rid of my dad. They went.
We're back. We're going to run out of time in 10 seconds, Jeff.
They said, don't vote for these guys, and that's just criminal.
Yeah. We'll reconvene this after SHOT Show. There's a lot of things we didn't say. So, Jeff Knox, Firearms Coalition, firearmscoalition.org. Thank you, sir. Coming up next, The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.